Well, we got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show right now. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Expert walleye fisherman Dan Lloyd back with us. How are you, buddy?
Adam. Well, I don't know if I go as far as expert, but I've caught a few fish, I guess.
Yeah.
How you been, man?
Well, you can downplay it all you want. A duck is a duck when I know one.
I appreciate that.
Well, I wanted to talk to you. Obviously, it's sort of a holiday here in the Upper Peninsula. Opening of walleye, pike, and muskie season on Sunday. Although the weather isn't looking the greatest, it's still opening day. And I'm assuming you're still going to get out there and go fishing.
Yeah, I got a couple buddies that still want to go. So no matter what the weather is, like you say, it's the opener. And, you know, we've been stale since March. So everybody's waiting to get out, either walleye or pike or muskie's not so big up here, but walleye and pike especially.
And for those that don't remember, Dan is located in Chassel, Michigan, and you do a lot of fishing on the lakes up in the Keweenaw. You do obviously a lot of fishing there on Portage. Could we ask where your secret spot's going to be on opening day?
No, it's not much of a secret. I mean, it's out my back door, Adam. I'm gonna be fishing the Sturgeon River. You know, you got Chassel Bay, you got the main Portage, Torch Lake. But I'm going to be in a river. And the only reason I'm going to mainly concentrate in the river, you know, the weather doesn't look the greatest. You're sheltered by wind. There's lots of fish in the river right now. And that's the reason I'm going to concentrate in the river.
Now, are the fish by you post-spawn as well?
Pretty much. I would say that the walleye, it's done. The pike especially.
Okay.
Pike have been done. And I would say the walleye are, you know, that 95%. I still catch males that are still, you know, milting. But as a whole, they're done.
And that's kind of what I figured, even though it's a little bit behind everywhere else in your neck of the woods sometimes. You know, the nice thing about being just post-spawn is they're ravenous. I mean, they're ready to eat, right?
Yeah, you know, they've been done probably for a little while. You know, it takes a little recoup time for them, I think, but now I'm sure they're ready. You know, this, you know, cold water, lots of guys like to jig now. You know, this is a favorite time to jig, and you know, it's early like this. You get a lot of short bites. So, you know, if I'm jigging, I don't like to use heavy jigs if I can stay away from them. I like to use eighths to quarters. But early time of the year like this, I'm using a stinger hook most of the time.
Oh, good tip. All right. And we'll get back into our chat with Dan Lloyd about opening a walleye season, get you more tips about presentation and colors and more. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.